Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 39, verses 39 to 45, Akrura's vision. So I'll read verses 39 and then 42, 43, we will chant together. I'll read up to 42. And then we'll all chant together from 42. Tatopaspishapaniyam pitomistamani prabham vikshasandam upavajya saramaratama vishat. Translation. The river's sweet water was more effulgent than brilliant jewels. After Lord Krishna had touched it for purification, he drank some from his hand. Then he had the chariot move near a grove of trees and climb back on along with Balaram.
Akurastavapamantyanivesacharatopari kalindyahradamagatya snanam vidivad acharat.
Akura asked the two lords to take their seats on the chariot. Then taking their permission, he went to a pool in the Jumuna and took his bath as enjoined in the scriptures.
Nimajatasmin salire japan brahma sanatanam tav ivadadishe kuro ramakrishna saman vito.
While immersing himself in the water and reciting eternal mantras from the Vedas, Akura suddenly saw Balaram and Krishna before him. So now this verse will say one line and then you can repeat after me.
Taratastaukatam iha.
Taratastaukatam iha.
Sitav anakadum tupe.
Tahi sweet
syandane
nasta.
Ityun maja vyachastasa.
Oh, I just realized it's 44 to 45 we have to chant, not this one. So I'll finish this one, and then we'll chant 44.
Tatapi cha yata purvam asinau punarevasa nyamajadarshanam yalme mishakim salile tayo.
Translation. Akura thought, how can the two sons of Anakadundabi who are sitting in the chariot be standing here in the water? They must have left the chariot. But when he came out of the river, there they were, on the chariot, just as before. Asking himself, was the vision I had of them in the water an illusion? Akura re-entered the pool, and now we chant together. 44, 45.
Bhuyastatrapi sotrakshi.
Bhuyastatrapi sotrakshi.
Stuyamanamahisharam. Sita charana gandhavail. Asuraya natakantarai. Sahasra shirasam
devam.
Sahasra panamaliram. Nilambaram vishasetam. Shingai setam ivastitam.
And Chen. Ladies.
Stuyamanamahisharam. Again. Tata api. In that same place. Sa.
Hi.
Adrakshit.
Sa.
Stuyamanam.
Being praised.
Ahi Isharam. The Lord of Serpents, Ananta Shesh, the plenary expansion of Lord Balaram. Ananta Shesh. Plenary expansion of Lord Balaram, who serves as the bed of Vishnu. Sita Charana Gandharvai. By Siddhas, Charanas, and Gandharvas. Asarai. And by demons. Natha. Bowed. Kantarai. Who is next? Sahasra, thousands, Shirsam, having heads, Devam, the Supreme Lord, Sahasra, thousands, Fana, having hoods, Malinam, and helmets, Nila, blue, Ambaram, whose clothing? Visha, like the filaments of a lotus stem. Shvetam, white. Shingai, with its peaks. Shvetam, Kailash Mountain. Eva, as if. Stitam, situated. Translation. Therakura now saw Ananta Shesh, the Lord of the Serpents, receiving praise from Siddhas, Charanas, Gandharvas, and demons, who all had their heads bowed. The personality of Godhead, whom Akura saw, had thousands of heads, thousands of hoods, and thousands of helmets. His blue garment and his fair complexion, as white as the filaments of a lotus stem, made him appear like white Kailash Mountain with its many peaks. Mukam karati vachalam vangam langate girim Yakipam tamam bande shi guru jinatarinam om agana tumirandasya gananjara shalakaya chakshumiritam yena tasamai shi gurave namaha. So here we are seeing two forms of Krishna Balaram, one form on the land and another different form in the water. So in the water we're seeing Ananta Shesh and Lord Vishnu. So one time the cowherd boys also saw two forms of Krishna. And again, this is a Braj story, which I heard in Braj in one Bhagavatam class again. So one time Krishna and Balaram were playing games and Krishna lost the game and he had to carry Shridham on his shoulders. But this day, Krishna refused. He said, I'm really tired. I just can't do it. I can't carry you. I'm not going to carry you today. And no matter how hard the boys tried to convince him, he refused. Finally, he was at his wit's end, so he said, anyway, I'm God. That's why I'm not going to carry you today. And they said, yeah, come on, you're God. Tell us another story. So then he revealed to them his Narayan form, and everyone was worshiping him and praising him, but at the same time he was there with the cowherd boys in his form of Krishna. And then the boys said, okay, today you don't have to carry us, but tomorrow you have to carry us. So they weren't impressed by this form. Of course, Akura is in a different mood, so he is impressed. He is impressed by the form of Mahavishnu and Ananta. So actually, according to the Acharyas, Vishnu Chakravarti, Akura is worshipping Vishnu. So when he went into the water, he saw his worshipable Ishtadev, he saw his deity, Vishnu. And to hold his attention, he showed that form surrounded from head to foot with servants. Now, actually, the next 13 verses are going to describe the Vishnu form, but these two verses, 44 and 45, are describing Ananta Shesh. They're especially describing Ananta Shesh, thousand hoods, crowns, like Mount Kailash. So, in Yamuna, he saw their expansions. This verse is about Ananta Shesh. Ananta Shesh is a form of Balaram. So today's class is going to be about Balaram. And he just had his Rasleela, spring Rasleela along with Krishna yesterday. So I think it's a fitting class to have a class about Balaram today. And not only about Balaram, but all of his different forms and different moods that Balaram has in his different forms as Lakshman, as Balaram, and as Nityananda, and his relationship to Krishna in these different forms, and also our relationship with Balaram and our relationship with Nityananda. So whenever Krishna comes, then Balaram comes. They're inseparable. When Krishna comes, Balaram comes. When Ram comes, Lakshman comes along with him. And when Gauranga comes, then Nitai comes, Nityananda. So Lord Balaram is the original one. He's the original Sankarshan. According to Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 5, verse 8, he assumes five other forms to help Lord Krishna. And he himself helps in the pastimes of Lord Krishna, and he does the work of creation in four other forms. So these five forms are Mahasankarshan. Mahasankarshan is the form in the spiritual world where he manifests all the different items in the spiritual world. Then we have four forms in this world: Karadakshaya Vishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Shudakshaya Vishnu, and Anantashesh, four forms. So they're responsible for all the spiritual and material cosmic manifestations. But Shesha, he is responsible for service. Now Balaram, his relationship with Krishna is as servant. He's a servitor Godhead. He serves Krishna, Nityananda serves Gauranga, and Lakshman serves Ram. And in all of these forms, he tastes the bliss of service. The same Balaram, Nityananda, is here on our altar. We're very fortunate to have two forms of Balaram present before us that we can pray to. And you can meditate on their forms while we hear their glories. You can look at the deities. Look at Balaram, look at Nityananda. So back to Ananta Shesh, this universe, which measures, according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, 500 million yojanas in diameter, rests on one of his hoods like a mustard seed. So he's Sankarshan. If you read the third canto, it is said that he has two functions as Sankarshan in this universe. He is the master of integration, and he's the master of disintegration also. So isn't that interesting? We know that this law of gravity, Srila Prabhupada said, is Sankarshan. He's holding everything together. If it weren't for Sankarshan Balaram, everything would just fly out into outer space. Of course, we know he's holding us in one of his hoods, so we're secure. And he's not going to let go. But at the time of devastation, he lets go. He lets go. He gets a bit angry, and fire comes out of his mouth. And why is he angry? It's described in Bhagavatam that we did not graduate from this universe. The purpose of the universe is for all of us to graduate and go back to Godhead. And if we don't do it, Sankarshan gets angry. And then he burns up the universe. And we get another chance, but we have to wait till the next creation. Now, how is he a servant as Ananta Shesh? What is his service? So he has thousands of mouths, and with his thousands of mouths, he's always chanting the glories of Lord Krishna, and he doesn't find an end to the qualities of Krishna. So he's the first chanter. He's the supreme chanter of the glories of Lord Krishna. If we pray to him, then we can also become
good servants. We can learn the mode of service from Balaram in his different forms. He's always chanting the glories of the Lord as Anantashesh, and the four Kumaras heard Srimad Bhagavatam from his lips. So he's the origin of the Kumara Sampradaya. This Ananta Sankarshan is the origin of the Kumara Sampradaya. Now there's another verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita that is very specific on his service. So two services we've heard. He's chanting the glories of the Lord, and he's also teaching Srimad Bhagavatam. Now here's a verse, Adi Lila, chapter 5, verse 123. Chatta paduka shaya upadan navasan aram alas yagya sutra singhasan. He serves Lord Krishna assuming all the following forms: umbrella, slippers, bedding, pillow, garments, resting chair, residence, sacred thread, and throne. So, amazing service. He's giving everything that Krishna needs for his life, for his lila. So that's why he's called Shesh, because he's got the ultimate end of service. Now, that person of whom Ananta is Kala, a part of a plenary part, is Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Now, if we go to Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 15, verse 45, purport. There are two words which are very significant, and these two words explain Krishna and Balaram and what is their relationship with us. How do they help us, Krishna and Balaram? So you can meditate on Krishna and Balaram and hear this. Two words, Gyanasim Achyuta Bala. So Gyana means knowledge. Asim means sword. So Krishna, Achyuta, he gives us the sword of knowledge. This is how it is explained in the purport of this Bhagavatam verse. And Balaram gives us the strength to hold the sword of knowledge. So if we were to pray to Balaram for strength, what would be our prayer? We want to hold the sword of knowledge. So what do we need to hold this sword? Yeah, well, sometimes we have to fight. Knowledge is not much appreciated in this world. So we do need strength to hold the sword of knowledge. So what sort of strength do we need? We need determination, because we'll be tested holding the sword of knowledge. We need steadiness, and we need taste also. We need to have a taste for knowledge. So it is described by one of our acharyas, Vrajendra Nandana Jay Shakti Shuta Hoyla She Balaram Hoyla Nitai. So Balaram is none other than Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya, and they're both very, very merciful, that if we worship them, then we can easily go back to Godhead. They come especially to deliver the fallen souls. Srila Prabhupada quotes in this purport, Papi tapi jato chilo harinama utarilo. As many sinful people there are, they can deliver. So then Prabhupada gives us a very important instruction in this purport of 7th canto. One should accept the sword of knowledge from Krishna and be strong with the mercy of Balaram. We are therefore worshipping Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan. So why are we worshipping Krishna Balaram in Vrindavan? And also, this is new Ramanriti. Why are we worshipping Krishna and Balaram? Because we get the sword of knowledge from Krishna, and we get strength to hold the sword from Balaram. So next time you pray to Krishna Balaram, you can say this prayer. Thank you for giving me the sword of knowledge, and please give me the strength to hold it. So there's a very famous verse in Mundaka Upanishad, Prabhupada quotes, Dayamatma balahinena lapyo nacha pramada tapaso vakpyalinga etaru payarya tate yas tuvidvangs tashai satma vishate brahma tama. One cannot attain the goal of life without the mercy of Balaram. So Narottam Das Thakur, Nitayar Kurana Hobe, Braje Radha Krishna Pave. When you receive the mercy of Balaram Nityananda, you can attain the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So all three deities are included here. If you worship Krishna Balaram in the form of Gaur Nitai, then you get the lotus feet of Radha Krishna. Se shambandana hijar bhittaja magelatar vidyakule kikori bitar. So if you don't have connection with Nitai Balaram, even if you're a learned scholar or you've taken a birth in a respectable family, these assets will not help you. So Prabhupada says we must conquer the enemies of Krishna consciousness with the strength received from Balaram. So in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, it is said, the doubts which have arisen in your heart out of ignorance should be slashed by the weapon of knowledge. Armed with yoga, O Bharata, to stand and fight. So the weapon, the sword is mentioned in Gita and Bhagavatam. Gita, of course, Bhagavatam is the mature fruit of the plant of Bhagavad Gita. Gita is like the seed. But in Bhagavatam, the sword is actually explained and right in the beginning of Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 2, what the sword is. Yadana yasina yukta karma granti nibandanam chin tantiko virastasya kona kurya katara chin ratim. With sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work. Now here's the sword. By remembering the personality of Godhead. So the sword is remembering Krishna. So in order to get strength to remember Krishna, to remember all the knowledge we've been hearing, we pray to Balaram, Anantashesh, Nityananda. Now according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Nityananda formerly appeared as Lakshman, and of course he seemed to be the first, Balaram's original, but if we look in the time of this universe, then Lakshman was first, and he served Lord Ram as his younger brother, but his activities were full of suffering, and Lakshman had to tolerate so much suffering. So Lakshman was unhappy. He couldn't stop Ram from his resolution, so he remained silent. And if we read Ramayana, we just had the appearance day of Lord Ram, and we heard how Lakshman, when he heard that Kekai had banished Lord Ram from the kingdom, then he was ready to kill Dasharath, his father. He said, "Listen, I will kill Dasharath." And of course, Ram didn't allow him. And then he wanted to do something to Kekai. Of course, Ram stopped him. And then later on, when so much trouble and they got Sita back, then he had to take Sita to the forest. And that was Lakshman's duty. Lakshman's the one that had to abandon Sita in the forest. She didn't even know. She thought, "Oh, we're going to go see some nice ashrams." And then when they got there, he said, "Okay, well, I'm not taking you back." So it was quite a shock. And of course, he wasn't happy doing these things. So he had to tolerate because he was his younger brother. So therefore, and when Krishna appeared, he became the elder brother. The elder brother you have to listen to. Krishna had to listen, and not only that, he's stronger than Krishna, so he could protect Krishna. Of course, as Lakshman, he was also protecting Ram, but Krishna had to listen to his elder brother. So then Balaram felt a lot better as the elder brother, and he could serve him to his heart's content. He could make him enjoy all sorts of happiness because Krishna couldn't say no. As Ram, he could say, "I'm going to the forest, I'm doing this." But as Krishna, no, Balaram could serve him as much as he wanted to. So there's the next verse in Adi Lila chapter 5. Shri Chaitanya Se Krishna Nityananda Ram Nityananda Purnakare Chaitanya Rakam. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna and Nityananda is Balaram. And Nityananda fulfills all Lord Chaitanya's desires. So three moods of Nityananda and three moods of Balaram in service to Gauranga and Lord Krishna. The three moods are stated here. Kabu Guru, Kabu Shaka, Kabu Britya Lila, Purve Janotin Bhave, Braje Koila Kela. Sometimes he's Guru. Sometimes Balaram is Guru, the elder brother. Sometimes he's friend and sometimes he's servant. So Balaram also, he was like that when they used to play, like roaring bulls. This is the example given. They were fighting and they were fighting together, playing together. Then he was a friend. And sometimes Balaram felt tired and he put his lotus feet on Krishna's lap and Krishna would massage his feet just like a guru, like he was his guru. And then sometimes Balaram got bewildered, like when Lord Brahma stole the calf's cowherd voice. Then Krishna bewildered even Balaram. He didn't know that it was Krishna who had expanded as all the calves and cowherd boys. So then another time he acted as servant when he went to the Kauravas to try to make peace after one of their sons had been arrested by the Kauravas. I believe it was Samba that was arrested. I can't remember right now. And Balaram heard he heard very heavy words from the Kauravas. You know how they were in a lower dynasty because they were Yadus. They couldn't have the emperorship of the world. And so Balaram said, "What's the value of a throne to Lord Krishna? All the masters of the planetary systems take the dust of his lotus feet on their heads. And that dust makes the holy places sacred. Even Lord Brahma, Shiva, Lakshmi, and I eternally carry that dust on our heads." So in his Leela as Nityananda, in service to Gauranga, he broke Lord Chaitanya's danda. So in that way, he was acting as a superior. Nobody else could do that. Only Nityananda could break Lord Chaitanya's danda. As a friend, of course, they were dancing, eating together, dancing together. And as a servant, he got the order of Lord Chaitanya to go preach door to door. Of course, Nityananda did it in his own way. His partner was Haridas Thakur. And Haridas was always complaining to Advaita, who has Lord Chaitanya sent me out with? This Sankirtan partner is very, very crazy. I also had that experience in India, that I had a crazy person for a Sankirtan partner to distribute books in the airport. And she used to jump on the luggage things and go around and sell books. But Nityananda also, I guess she got it. I guess if it's not in Nityananda, then where do we get it from, you know? So I guess she kind of had the avaduta mood of Nityananda. So life, it goes on, the Leela goes on. And Nityananda, Haridas was complaining, you know, that we, just by the mercy of the Lord, we were saved today. He went to preach to two crazy drunkards, Jaghai and Madhai. And they were so angry, we were saved from death only by your mercy. He was complaining to Advaita. And Advaita said, "This is nothing special for him. An intoxicated person should join other drunks. He is drunk with Krishna Prema, so he should join the other two." That was the comment of Advaita. So Nityananda was like that. "As a renunciate devotee, you have no business in such company," he told Haridas. "I know Nityananda's character and ability. He will make everyone intoxicated with divine love. Wait another few days. He'll also bring those two into the Vaishnava fold." So another, he's servant, but the guru is also representative of Nityananda and Balaram. As it is said in Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's quoted from Bhagavatam. "Acharyam mam vijaniyam navamanyata karhichit namartya bhuta suyeta sarvadeva mayo guru." One should know the acharya as myself and never disrespect him in any way. One should not envy him, thinking him an ordinary man, for he's representative of all the demigods. Now the purport is very, very interesting to this verse that Srila Prabhupada wrote. This is Adi Leela, chapter 1, verse 46. So listen carefully. "In all the ancient literatures of devotional service and in the more recent songs of Srila Narottam Das Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and other unalloyed Vaishnavas, the spiritual master is always considered either one of the confidential associates of Srimati Radharani or a manifested representation of Srila Nityananda Prabhu." So guru can represent, is either one of the confidential associates of Radharani or representative of Nityananda. And there's a beautiful verse again in Chaitanya Charitamrita. "Jaya Jaya Nityananda Charanarvinda Jahoite Painu Shri Radha Govinda." All glories to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. By whose mercy I have attained Shri Radha Govinda. So we worship Gornitai to go to Radha Govinda, Radha Shyam. They will certainly help us because Balaram is in charge of removing all the anarthas, the difficult things. If we hear Krishna Leela, Then we know that Balaram takes care of two demons, Dhenukasura and Palambasura, who represent pride, arrogance, attachment to sense gratification. And he's the one that will help us to conquer those demons. Lord Shiva worships Balaram in the form of Sankarshan. Lord Shiva is in charge of false ego. So if we can pray to Balaram, Nityananda, to become free of false ego also. Balaram, yes. So how does it happen if we were to have a video camera in our heart, because everything is happening in our heart? Chaitanya Charitamrita also explains how Gaura Nithai help us, how our relationship with Gaura Nithai help us in spiritual life. There is a very nice verse. It's the second verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodita Gaura Dai Pushpanda Chitra Shanda Tamanita. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Shri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gaura to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction to all. So all inauspicious, auspicious activity, all the kinds of activities, karma, auspicious and inauspicious, that are detrimental to transcendental loving service to Krishna, are actions of the darkness of ignorance. So here we have even pious activities. But by the grace of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, the darkness is removed and the truth is brought to light. So the first way they do it is by giving us the holy name. And it is said that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the sun and moon dissipate the darkness of the external world and thus reveal external material objects like pots and plates. But these two brothers, Gaura Nithai, dissipate the darkness of the inner core of our heart. So, they come in our heart. And what happens when they take out the darkness of our heart? It is said, through the actions of these two Bhagavatas, the Lord instills the mellows of transcendental loving service into the heart. Oh, sorry, I missed a verse. They help us meet two kinds of Bhagavatas. And then, by the actions of these Bhagavatas, we get pure bhakti. So when they come, they turn on the light in our heart, and we meet the Guru and we meet the book Bhagavat, the two kinds of Bhagavatas. That's the mercy of Gaura Nithai. They shine the light so we can see the two kinds of Bhagavatas and serve the two kinds of Bhagavatas. And then, after that, by the action of the two Bhagavatas, we get Krishna praying, we get pure bhakti. So we can pray to Gaura Nithai, Krishna Balaram, that they will capture us and take us away to them in Goloka. Actually, I have a really nice quote here, which I'd like to share with you. And we do have Krishna Balaram. Now, I didn't notice if he has ropes today, but this is in glorification of the ropes of Krishna and Balaram, called the Niryoga Pasha. And that is the ropes are the insignia of Krishna's desire for all of us. Just like he ties the cows up to take their milk, Krishna wants to tie his devotees with his love. So the word niryoga means to tie tightly. When the creatures of Braj see the rope, they understand Krishna's desire to be engaged in intense loving pastimes. When it's tightly wound on his turban, it means he's achieved success in firmly binding a devotee to his heart. And when the rope is in his hand, loose, or on his shoulders, then that means he's hunting for some fortunate soul who will throw his noose of love on and capture him. So when I see the deities in Vrindavan, I'm always looking for the rope to see, is it there today? Who has it? Krishna has it today, okay. So sometimes, usually in Vrindavan, they both have it. But today it's Krishna. Oh, I see it, yeah. It's yellow. So yes, you can pray to the rope to capture you. I remember when I started my preaching tour 5 years ago, I was a little bit in anxiety. I wouldn't come back to Vrindavan. And so I saw they had ropes, but the ropes, the day I left, the ropes were made of mogra flowers. And they were it was very interesting ropes they had. And I said, please capture me with your rope and bring me back to Braj after I go to Australia. So yeah, when it's on its head, he's got someone. He's captured someone. And when it's loose, then he's looking for someone to catch. So we can capture him just by hearing Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is very auspicious way to capture the attention of Krishna also, and he'll want to capture us. So we'll stop here if anyone has any questions or comments on Lord Balaram. Today was Balaram's day, because the verses were about Anantashesh. And coincidentally, it was his Rasa Lila. And just before the class, someone came to me and said, here's some sweet rice from Balaram's Rasa Lila, Rasyatra. So then I got, I thought, wow, okay, confirmation the class should be about Balaram today. Any other? Yes?
Where's that quote from about the ropes?
Yeah, that's from Venu Geet of Shiram Swami. And his book is actually a compilation of the Acharyas, commentaries. So if you look in the book, and then probably in the back there will be a footnote, and you'll see where it comes from.
You said how Krishna is stronger.
But oh, Balaram.
I mean, Balaram is stronger, but I heard recently, maybe it was on the Prabhupada memories of somebody, Prabhupada asked somebody,
Who's stronger? I don't know, no.
He said, who do you think stronger, Krishna or Balaram? And the devotee said, well, Balaram's leaning on Krishna, so Krishna must be stronger.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. That's a good debate. You could have a debate. Who is stronger, Krishna or Balaram? That would be a wonderful debate. And, yes, who is stronger, Krishna or Balaram? Yes, question over there. Was that a question? Or were you rubbing your head? Okay. Well, you were rubbing your head.
Two
questions.
Well, let us try to sort out the first one. So you said that he is like the gravity of the earth.
Yeah, Sankarsan, Srila Prabhupada has explained. He's the gravity, what the scientists call gravity.
So it means like maybe he is within the earth. Like if we were to explain in a sort of scientific way.
Oh, in a scientific way? How is he the law of gravity? In a scientific way, because he's the law of attraction. Even the scientists say, you know, planets were attracted to the orbit of the sun. So everyone, he's attracting everyone to him. And so it's a law of attraction. Just like magnets. You see the magnet, you'll see attraction, the opposite poles. So he it's the law of attraction. But of course, also, everything's on his hood. So there's two ways of understanding it. One is that he's holding everything on his hood, and another way is the meaning of the word Sankarsan is to be to law of attraction. They call it the law of gravity, we call it the law of attraction. That everyone is attracted to him. Yeah. I mean, scientists could understand that, I think, law of attraction, if you put it in that way.
And the other point, you said that Akrura worshipped Lord Vishnu. It seems not only him, but lots of Hindus sort of worship Lord Vishnu. Because Krishna doesn't come as the original Krishna in all incarnations.
That's right.
Previous Krishna incarnation, he come as Krishna, but not the original Krishna.
Yeah.
So I guess you may say that's a reason.
Lots of Hindus worship Vishnu. Krishna doesn't come as the origin. So what is your question?
So maybe because the other Krishna is coming from Vishnu, it means that then Vishnu is superior.
Yeah, even Mother Yashoda thinks Vishnu is superior. That's why when Krishna gets in trouble, she prays to Vishnu Narayan. But actually, that's why we need to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, because Bhagavatam gives the list of incarnations, all the Vishnus, everything, and then it says Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. So Krishna is the origin, even though he's in the list, but he's the origin. So because we read Srimad Bhagavatam, then we have superior knowledge. But it's okay if they worship Vishnu, there's nothing wrong with it. They go to Vaikuntha, that's fine. They go back to Godhead also, but in a different way. And we have no quarrel with that. But because we read Bhagavatam, because we have guru, these people, many of them who worship Vishnu, they do not have a guru in the parampara of Brahma, of the four sampradayas. And so they misunderstand. But it's no need to disturb them. Let them worship Vishnu. It's very nice. Encourage them. As Gita says, don't disturb the minds of those, especially those who worship Vishnu. Encourage them. It's hard in India because they see Krishna as sometimes immoral. He did the rasa dance and all that. So therefore they see Krishna as immoral. Yeah, any other questions, comments? Okay, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.